If you hear this opening track, you know it's the Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, people equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan.
Hello, and welcome to the Curated Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. This promises to be an especially catastrophic episode. Shay from the Bay is on assignment yet again, but I can't fault her for that because I've been on assignment for basically, neither one of us has been able to do this show for the last month. And she continues to be unavailable. I will also not be here next week. You know, consistency is the hallmark of a good radio station, and we have not been here on our little community station. Coming to you from the heart of the Mission in San Francisco, the show today promises to be kind of interesting. I should be getting a Zoom call from Poland, Gdansk, Poland specifically, from the lead singer of a band called Trupa, who are playing Wednesday at the Kilowatt here on 16th Street in San Francisco. And I'm pretty excited about the show, actually. It's a sort of psychedelic post-punk, with the emphasis on the post-punk. They're signed to Sub Pop Worldwide, and I don't know, let's listen to a little bit of them.
Hello, everyone. I wanted to tell you about an amazing band called Trupa Trupa. They are very loved by Henry Rollins and Iggy Pop. And very loved by myself, so much so that I went to Poland a few months ago and recorded a 5-song EP, which comes out, I believe, in January. But the first song from that is called Sister Ray, and it is out already, so check it out. And also, they're playing in London, I think, in the next week, so do go and find them and check them out. They're really amazing. Very, very loved by many bands in the post-punk area of music. And I think you'll love them.
We'll be right back.
Okay, you're back on the Curated Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, a show that it's no wonder never got onto KEXP. That was Another Day by Troopa Troopa. Middle song in the set was Follow the Leaders by Killing Joke. And we kick things off with Remainder by Troopa Troopa. Troopa Troopa, as I mentioned, are going to be calling into the show here in about 15 minutes from Gdansk, Poland. And we hope it all works. You know, it's sort of amazing in the modern era that we could talk to someone in Poland live on the radio. You know, there's a lot of moving parts, and Shay from the Bay isn't here to help me out with the actual interview part while I'm trying to push buttons and act like executive producer. But it'll all be fine, unless it isn't, then whatever. It is, after all, Pirate Community Radio. We kick things off with a blurb from a producer they've been working with, Nick Lahe, who also worked with Killing Joke. So Nick produced the Killing Joke song we heard in the middle there, Follow the Leaders. So I thought that sort of fit together with the purpose of our show today, which is to talk to Troopa Troopa, who sound like a very interesting outfit. I mean, I've really enjoyed digging into their discography. If you like the post-punk, I highly recommend them. And I look forward to the intensity of the live show. But also, they do so much extra stuff. The lead singer who we're going to be talking to is the current artist in residence at Yale University. He's going to be speaking down at UCLA the day of the show. I think he's speaking at UC Berkeley and San Francisco State, my alma mater, where I learned barely to do radio. Yes, and you know, I'd safe to put words in their mouth and say that they're an anti-fascist band, and they're working against the rise of fascism. So I'm eager to see what they have to say with our little radio program here in the Mission in San Francisco. Like I said, fingers crossed, it all works out. It'll be fine. I'll jiggle all the wires. Listen to some more of them in the lead up to the show. This is called Twitch from a couple albums ago. This is Troopa Troopa from Gdansk, Poland.
Just a bridge, got some light, not our job. Money is not our job.
Checking in here to see if my guest has gotten to the Zoom call yet. Not seeing him. That was Mourners, the title track of the new Troopa Troopa EP, which is out, I think, worldwide on Sub Pop. There's somebody else distributing it in Europe, but yeah, they're on Sub Pop, which is kind of cool. We heard a Killing Joke track in there. Again, because I'm kind of scrambling because the internet's going so slow here. Hope that's not the problem. Hope he's able to connect. Yeah, the internet's going so slow. Well, what the heck? Let's listen to another song by them, and we'll see if he turns up. This is called Headache on Radio Valencia. .fm, the curated catastrophe. Okay, we're back. I think Gregor's in the Zoom chat now. Like I told him, we're having a little issue with... let me turn off my video, see if that helps matters at all. Participants. Joining. He's joining very, very slowly. Because he's joining. What can we close here? You go away. You go away. Quality internet radio. My internet connection is unstable, no doubt. Why would it ever be stable? We're an internet radio station. Gregor, are you there? Oop. Hang on. It'll help if I do this. Hello, are you there? This is going great so far. I say again. Gregor, are you there? I dare say this isn't going to work. Sorry, we're having some internet difficulties here at our internet radio station, which seem to be preventing us from doing an actual live Zoom call. I have a suggested solution to this. First of which is, let's both jump out and try and get back into this call. Because I'm not hearing you at all. And we'll be right back. This part will hopefully be all edited out of the... It'll be edited out of all of the podcasts, where most of our listenership comes from anyway. End test. Join with computer audio. Okay, I'm back. He's having some... Hey, everyone, listen to me type. This is going disastrously. Disastrously, I say. I blame my co-host for being out of the area. Well, let's listen to another one of their songs while we're waiting. Or continue listening to the one that we were listening to. This is called Headache. Let's see if this works any better now. Gregor, are you there? Hello. I can see you. I would suggest turning off your video channel because it's buffering really badly. Can you say something?
Hello, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Super. Great.
Okay. Can you turn off your camera? Because I think the video streaming is what's bogging us down here. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, super. Okay.
Okay, great.
I thought, super.
Sorry about that clunky start. I'll cut that out of the podcast.
No worries at all. It's all good.
Okay. So we're after the world's smoothest kickoff. I'm sorry, I am not going to attempt to pronounce your name. Could you pronounce it for me?
It's Gregor, but you can say Gregory. Gregory. It's really all good. I mean, the old versions are okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. You are the lead singer of the band Troopa Troopa, correct?
Yeah, correct. But it's... I don't think I'm a lead singer. I mean, you know, we've got a democratic structure and everyone is important and there is no one frontman or something like that. Yeah, but I'm one of them. Yeah, one of two singers and one of the two vocalists and lyricists. Yeah.
Okay, and is this your first United States tour?
No. For yeah, no. We play a lot of times in New
York. Okay. And you're playing the Kilowatt here on
for example. So yeah, it's like
yeah, the Kilowatt is it's a great new I mean it's an old venue, but it just reopened after not hosting shows for years, and it's just over here on 16th Street, which is, if I could do math, we're on 22nd, so it's however far that is, 6 blocks from the studio,
right
across the street from the Roxy. So I don't know. I have questions for you. One of which is, did I read correctly that you're speaking at UCLA the same day as the show?
I'm sorry, not at UCLA, but at Berkeley.
Oh, okay, UC Berkeley. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah. I made a mistake in personally. Yeah, at Berkeley. Yeah, UC Berkeley. Yeah.
Okay.
In the morning. So yeah, it has got a sense. Yeah.
So
and day earlier, I speak at San Francisco University.
Yeah, that's the day before. Which is great. I actually went to San Francisco State, and they've got.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, that's where I learned to do radio. Although I would have failed with today's program. But it's, you know, as I was saying before you joined us, you know, it's fairly amazing what we're doing. You're in Poland, where it's, you know, 11:30 at night, I believe, and we're here in San Francisco talking to you live with, you know, over the miracle of the internet, which has both destroyed the world and made it better and. In significant ways. So you are.
I agree. Well, now it's. I think that this destroying part is bigger right now, unfortunately. Yeah.
It's disappointing out there. So, can you give like a we call it an elevator pitch over here? Like what does your band do and what do you do?
Well, you know, our band, you know, it's like a post-punk band. It's like a.
Are you still there?
It's for many years. We are. I think it's. Touring all around the world. For example, Sub Pop label from Seattle, and we got a bigger big label from Europe. And you know, we play here and there, and we are singing dark stuff. I mean, we are from Central Europe, Central Eastern Europe, from Poland. We are from Gdańsk, in the city of Gdańsk is a city in the north of Poland by the Baltic Sea.
Way up north and, by the ocean.
Yeah, and the Second World War started in Gdańsk, but also on the other end. The Solidarity Worker Movement was established here in Lech Wałęsa is from Gdańsk. And so, on the one hand, this is a city of the horror of the history, and on the other hand, this is a city of the hope, and I think, and democracy. And now in Poland, we got a really the shape of democracy in Poland. I would say it's bigger than in the U.S. actually. So I think, you know, it's all very weird. I mean, we are coming to U.S. in a very strange time, I would say.
Yeah.
And in some way, I think we would love to give you some hope for the future.
Well, you said something hopeful to me in the emails we exchanged before this, which, sorry, my personal life got in the way of me doing a little more pre-pro to get us all this tested, but you said something hopeful that you know that Poland just went through 8 years of borderline fascist rule, and you emerged with a stronger democracy. Do you think? Gregory, this is buffering way too bad. Sorry, but Gregory, let's pull the plug on this. It's just not working. And again, I'm sorry. I had no idea the internet wouldn't work for a Zoom call here at our internet radio station.
No worries.
I apologize for wasting your time there in the late night.
No worries.
What I would suggest you and I do. Is you and I conduct an interview offline at my house where I actually have real internet, and we can sandwich that into the podcast because we actually have probably 100 times more people download the podcast than actually listen to us live. So the podcast is kind of the way to go. So let's take the interview offline, which if I'd known this was going to happen, I would have just done to begin with. But I like the excitement of live radio, except when it crashes like this.
Yeah, I totally understand you. No worries. I mean, the technical problems are, you know, are always with us, more or less, in a bigger or smaller way. So no worries, I totally understand you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, well, I mean, you know, we're a volunteer-run sort of collective, leader-free internet radio station in the heart of San Francisco's mission. So we, you know, all our gear was donated to us 14 years ago, and it was old then. So things are always breaking, and but I have no idea why our internet is crapping out today. I would blame the weather, but it's actually a lovely day here in the mission in San Francisco. So why don't you and I talk? We'll see what you're available. I know you're. When are you leaving?
On Tuesday early morning. So the last we can talk tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'll. It'll probably be midday for you then. Tomorrow, if that's okay, we'll chat in email.
Yeah, tomorrow at 10 p.m. Okay, yeah, tomorrow at 10 p.m. would be okay.
Okay, and again, I apologize for this not quite working out, but I'm gonna. I kind of rather.
No worries at all.
I'd rather pull the plug.
I really understand.
I'd rather pull the plug now before I ask you a bunch of questions and then we end up with a crappy interview. I'd rather ask you the questions live and fresh tomorrow. So.
Super. I think this is a great introduction. We met each other already. We talked. Yeah, I think tomorrow it will be even better.
Okay, great. And it will sound super. It'll sound better in my home studio anyway. So.
Super. So I wait for the details and let's do it tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, sorry to keep you up late there in Gdansk.
No worries.
And we'll chat in the morning or, yeah, the evening for you. Thanks,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. No worries. Bye. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.
lying with you. Without a move, coffin's so smooth, coffin's so smooth.
Back on Radio Valencia, where everything's going just smooth as pie. Everything's just going great. Anyway, I'd like to thank Gregory from calling in from Gdansk, Poland, where it is, coming up on midnight, for us to not be able to do the interview because Zoom is too heavy a lift for the internet at our internet radio station. I would describe myself as somewhat pissed about that, to be honest. Anyway, this is a Curated Catastrophe. This is relatively new from the Slackers on RadioValencia.fm.
Samson was a dreadlock, but eat better food. Samson was a dreadlock, so Delilah betrayed. Don't you cut off your dreadlocks, because